October 28, 1928. How all that has been done by God has not been taken by the creature. Works of Jesus. The Feast of Christ the King, Prelude of the Kingdom of the Divine Will. I was continuing my round in the Divine Volition, to follow all of its acts. And my sweet Jesus, making himself felt in my interior, told me, "My daughter, all that has been done by our divinity, both in creation and in redemption, has not all been absorbed by the creature, but is all in my divine will, in waiting, to give itself to creatures. If you could see everything in my divine fiat, you would find an army of acts of ours, which came out of us to be given to creatures. But because our will does not reign, they have neither the space in which to put them, nor the capacity to receive them. And this divine militia has been waiting for as long as 20 centuries to place itself in office of exercise, so as to bring to creatures the gifts, the clothings, the joys and the divine weapons which each of our acts possesses, in order to form together with them one single divine army, a celestial militia. Now, so that the kingdom of our divine will may reign in the midst of creatures, it is necessary that the creature absorb into herself all of these acts of the divinity done for love of them, and absorb them so much into herself, as to enclose within herself everything that my fiat possesses, interiorizing them and consummating them within herself. So, my divine will, consummated within the creature, will make this whole divine army re-enter into her. All of our acts which came out of us for love of them, in creation, redemption and sanctification, will re-enter into creatures, and my divine will, re-entered and consummated within them, will feel triumphant and will reign, dominant, together with our divine army. This is why I do nothing but make you sip, continuously, everything that was done by us and that is done in creation, redemption and sanctification, so as to be able to say once again, as I did on the cross, I have consummated everything, I have nothing left to do in order to redeem man. So shall my will repeat, I have consummated it in this creature, in a way that all our acts have been enclosed in her, I have nothing left to add. I have consummated everything, so that man might be restored and the kingdom of my divine will may have its life and its regime on earth as it is in heaven. Oh! If you knew how many works I am doing in the depth of your soul in order to form this first kingdom to my divine will. In fact, once I have done the first, from one creature it will pass on to the next, in such a way that my kingdom will be populated more than all others. Therefore, my love in forming this kingdom of mine is so great, that in the soul in whom my divine volition must reign, I want to enclose everything that I myself did in redemption, that which the Sovereign Queen did, adding what all the saints have done and do. Nothing must be lacking in her of all our works. And in order to do this, I put the whole of our power, wisdom and love in motion. After this, I was thinking about today's feast, that is, the Feast of Christ the King. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the Church does nothing but intuitively grasp what she must know on my divine will and how its kingdom must come. Therefore, this feast is the prelude of the kingdom of my divine fiat. Indeed, the Church is doing nothing other than honoring my humanity with those titles which, by right, are due to it. And when she has given me all the honors that befit me, she will move on to honor and to institute the feast to the kingdom of my divine will, by which my humanity was animated. The Church proceeds step by step, and now she institutes the feast to my heart, now she consecrates the century, in all solemnity, to Christ the Redeemer, and now she moves on, with greater solemnity, to institute the feast to Christ the King. Christ the King means that he must have his kingdom. He must have peoples worthy of such a king. And who will ever be able to form for me this kingdom if not my will? Then, yes, will I be able to say, I have my people, my fiat has formed it for me. Oh! If the leaders of the Church knew what I have manifested to you about my divine will, what I want to do, Its great prodigies, my yearnings, my sorrowful heartbeats, my anguishing sighs, for I want my will to reign, to make everyone happy, to restore the human family. They would feel that in this feast of Christ the King is nothing other than the secret echo of my heart which, echoing in them, without their knowing it, has them institute for me the feast of Christ the King in order to call their attention and reflection. Christ the King. And his true people, where are they? And they would say, let us hasten to make his divine will known. Let us let it reign, that we may give a people to Christ the King, whom we have called so. Otherwise, we have honored him with words, but not with facts.